you. And starting off the 10 o'clock hour, KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See. Good morning, Honey Harris with you. Forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies. Cooler today with highs in the 50s. Well, a few days ago, I got an interesting email from someone telling me about this organization here in town, which is called the New Collard Network. And before I give too much away, I would like to introduce CEO Sarah Boisvert. And tell us a little bit about Sarah. Tell us a little bit about the New Collard Network, please.
Well, thanks so much, honey, for having us on. The New Collard Network is a group that helps train people without the requirement of a college degree to get engaging, well-paying jobs in what the former CEO of IBM, Ginni Rometty, calls new-collar jobs. And these are jobs that use technology, but they don't necessarily require a full 2 or 4 year degree. And it gives people an access to, to be able to support their families. So
now, y'all
that's
are,
what we do.
Y'all are based here in Santa Fe, is that right?
And we have two labs, one at the Santa Fe Business Incubator and one at the Santa Fe Higher Education Center on Shirango Road.
Now, the press release that I received, this is what I found so interesting. Y'all have partnered up with New Mexico House Rabbit Society. It's actually called NMHRS. Is that right?
That's right. And that is exactly right. We have a paid apprenticeship program through the U.S. Department of Labor, and I have two apprentices who were displaced by COVID in the hospitality industry, and they are learning 3D printing in our lab. And the House Rabbit Society knows that I do 3D printing because I adopted a three-legged rabbit from them a few years ago. So that's how they know me.
Now let's talk about Miss Julie. This is the rabbit that you adopted, right? She's an internet sensation.
Yes. She is. She's 3.5 pounds and has the personality of an elephant. And she has her own Twitter account, and she took up when Mr. Trump was president, she took up with tweeting with Vice President Pence's bunny, who is called Marlon Bundo, and she tweets sometimes with Marlon Bundo, not as much now that he's out of the White House, but yeah, she has a lot of friends.
You know, I have some friends who have rabbits as pets, and they're very passionate. I mean, there's a whole society about people that love rabbits.
Yes, there are. And they're such great little pets. You know, they don't make noise. They don't bark or meow. You don't have to take them for walks. They're litter box trained, and they are vegetarians, so there's really no odor in their room, and they live, I have two, Julie now has a boyfriend, even though they're both fixed, but they live in what would be the dining room, which is now converted into, and they play catch with me, and they're just adorable. They're just little love bugs.
Now let's talk about a particular rabbit, Yo-Yo. Tell us about Yo-Yo.
Well, Yo-Yo is the rabbit that we're trying to help. Yo-Yo broke her back, and they don't know how. The House Rabbit Society rescues Bunny, so they found her somewhere, and they don't know if she was hit by a car or thrown or if an animal got her. But she broke her back, and both of her hind legs are paralyzed. And so my good friend Liz, who was Julie's foster mom when she had her amputation, she has three legs but can outrun me. But Liz contacted me to see if we could 3D print a prosthetic for her. And because of the anatomy of bunnies, the kinds of things that are out there, like little dogs, just don't work. The bunnies are typically small, you know, although there are big bunnies, like the Flemish giants, but most of the bunnies, you know, are in the 3-4 pound range. And so they needed something more specific. And we got our registered apprentices, Alec and Jad, on the case. And we worked with some good friends of mine on the East Coast who have a company called Dive Design. And Adam from Dive Design has done prosthetics for about 100 animals. And so he had a lot of experience and was able to work with our apprentices. And so they've designed kind of a wheelchair-like contraption. And Yo-Yo is having her second amputation, I think in June, early June, and then we'll be able to fit her. And the beauty of 3D printing, and which is why it's used a lot in medical applications, is that you can make it specific to the animal or the person, depending upon what group you're working with. And you can iterate the design so that you can try something, and if it doesn't work, it's fast and easy and relatively inexpensive to change the design and reprint something, as opposed to if you were going to make, you know, thousands of something. So it really lends itself to this kind of medical application.
It's really mind-blowing, isn't it, what they can do now with 3D printing?
It is. So I've worked in 3D printing since 1987 or 8, and it has come a really long way, and is now entering mainstream applications. The VA hospital in Albuquerque is the lead, actually, on a big 3D printing effort in the VA hospitals, and we're not quite to the point that we're 3D printing organs, but a lot of work is being done on things like surgical guides or 3D printing models so that a surgeon can practice on something specific to the person before they go and cut someone open. There's a tremendous amount of work being done in printing houses and bricks and larger scale items. Our lab does a lot of prototyping work here in Santa Fe, but for people around the country, because they're typically small for startups. We also 3D print substrates for microfluidic devices for point-of-care diagnostics. It's pretty amazing.
Well, thank goodness that we have that technology now. So Yo-Yo needs to undergo one more surgery to be entirely prepared for her new prosthetic. Is that right?
Yeah, she does. And I mean, this is kind of yucky, but you know, she can tell the legs don't belong to her, and she was chewing on the legs and getting an infection, so the vet decided that amputation was probably the best bet. And she's such a little sweetheart. And she's she's feisty and kind of like my little girl bunny. And you know, they're tough cookies. And it's just really gratifying to work with her. She's so cute and so lovable. Yeah.
So y'all are you're inviting the community to help out to cover these very expensive medical bills for Yo-Yo. How can people donate?
Our 501c3 nonprofit is collecting the funds, and then 100% of them will be donated to the House Rabbit Society. We're contributing. The New Color Network is contributing the time and effort and the 3D printing filament that it takes, the materials and the tools that we need. And then, but we could help them with her medical bills. That would be really great. And if you go to newcolornetwork.com, and it's color like the color on your shirt, you'll find a link on the homepage.
And when do they think that Yo-Yo will be able to have this surgery?
It's supposed to be the beginning of June, and I think that it will probably it takes roughly 10 days or so for them to fully recover. I mean, it's a big surgery. And then what we'll do after that is fit her for the prosthetic.
Oh, well, will we be able to see pictures of Yo-Yo?
Yes, there are pictures. She's really cute. The bunnies are, and their little faces are just so expressive. And it's really funny because, you know, they don't speak, but they have the most expressive little faces. And I belong to a group on Facebook called Disapproving Bunnies. And you can tell right away when your disapproving bunny is not happy with you. And they just have the cutest little expressions. And, you know, and Julie is really bonded to me. And I can always tell when something's up with her, you know, if she's upset. Grayson is more her husband, as they call them. He's younger than her, and not, she's a wise old soul, and he's adorable. But, you know, even he who is a little more easygoing than her, he hasn't had the hard life that she's had. I can tell, you know, if I wake him up, he's such a boy, if I wake him up and he's been napping, you know, he gives me this look of, Mom, you know, didn't you know I was sleeping? And their little faces just are so cute. And Yo-Yo really is adorable, and we're really lucky that we're able to help her. But it also has given our apprentices a great opportunity to learn with a real case as opposed to something that is theoretical. And hopefully we can do more, not just with animals, but perhaps with some help to other groups like humans.
Well, it sounds like, sounds first of all like you're really in love with rabbits, but it sounds like it's hard not to, actually. So anybody out there who would like to help out with these medical expenses for Yo-Yo the rabbit, the bunny, please go to the newcollarnetwork.com, and you can find out more. Mm-hmm. And also make a tax deductible donation.
That's right. Yeah, and thank you so much for having us on.
Well, absolutely. How could I not? thank you so much, and good luck to Yo-Yo, okay?
Thank you. We'll send you pictures when she's in her new contraction.
Oh, please do. I want to keep up with Yo-Yo. Thanks again, Sarah.
Okay. Bye-bye.